Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayis Maseches Nazir. The Chachamim made a gezera declaring all of Chutz La'aretz, what's referred to in the Mishnah and the Gemara as Eretz Ha'amim, to be Tamei Meis. And the reason for this is that because of a concern about contact with dead bodies of non-Jews, or parts of dead bodies of non-Jews. Since the non-Jews were often less particular than we are as Jews about burial of the dead and how they buried the dead, or if they buried the dead even, in some cultures. And in connection with this gezerah, the Chachamim also made a gezerah about nazirus. Mishi nazar nazirus harbe. If a person declared a long nazirus in Chutz La'aretz, v'ishnas nazirusso, and he completed the full thing. So of course he needs to bring his karbonos now. He can't do that in Chutz La'aretz. V'achakach ba'aretz, and then he comes to Eretz Yisrael. So the gezerah the Chachamim made is that he must repeat his nazirus. He must go to Eretz Yisrael and do the nazirus all over again in Eretz Yisrael. Doing the nazirus in Chutz La'aretz doesn't count. So what happens when he gets to Eretz Yisrael? Beishamai omrim nazir shloshim yom. Beishamai said he does have to repeat his nazirus, but it's only because of the gzeira, and therefore we're mekil and we do a minimum nazirus. He must repeat 30 days. So even if he has a long nazirus of 100 days, or a year, or 5 years, or 10 years, he only needs to repeat 30 days. Beis Hillel omrim nazir batechila. Beis Hillel says, no, he must start all over again. He is a nazir from the very beginning, just like he was at the beginning. And now the Mishnah brings a proof story to support the position of Beis Hillel. Ma'ase behilni hamalka. This is a story about Queen Helena of Hadyab. Queen Helena is quite an interesting person in history because she was the queen of Hadyab, along with her husband, Munbaz I, and she also remained queen mother during the reign of her son, King Munbaz II, and Hilni, or Helena, and her son Munbaz converted to Judaism. And so King Munbaz and Queen Helena were converts to Judaism, and they were religious Jews. And so this Queen Helena, Shahalach ben Ola Milchama, her son, King Munbaz II, went to war, the Amra, and so she made a neder. Im yavo b'ni min ha-melchana b'shalom ehe nezira sheva shanim. If my son returns from battle in peace, right, in whole and healthy and successful, I will be a Nazira for 7 years. And he did. Munbaz came back healthy and safe, possibly even victorious. And so she did her Naziras. She was a religious Jew. She kept her Naziras for 7 days, 7 years, excuse me. Ubasov, Sheva Shanim. Also, at the end of the 7 years, she came to Eretz Yisrael. And of course, when she came to Eretz Yisrael, she went to the Sanhedrin to ask them what she should do. And the Sanhedrin, which was basically run by the students of Hillel, Beis Hillel, the Horua Beis Hillel, Shetei Nazira, Od Sheva Shanim Acheros. And the students of Beis Hillel, meaning the leaders of the Jewish people, the rabbis at the time, told Queen Helena, you know, you got to repeat your Naziris. You got to do another 7 years. So she did. Ubasov Sheva Shanim Nitmes. And at the end of the second seven, she became Tamei. And so, of course, if you become Tamei, we have to learn this. You become Tamei Meis. You lose everything. You have to start all over again. And so she had to do a third set of 7 years. And Imtseis Nazira Esrim V'Achas Shanos. In the end, she ended up being a Nazir for 21 years. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda actually agrees with Rabbi Eliezer in Mishneh Daled, disagrees with the Chachamim. Rabbi Eliezer in Mishneh Daled said that that if you become Tamei on the final day of a long Nazirus, you don't have to repeat the whole thing. Only 30 days. And Rabbi Yehuda says, you know, Queen Helena became Tamei only on the final day. So she didn't need to repeat the whole 7 years, only 30 days. And so really, lo haysa nazira ela arba'asrei shana. She really was actually a nazira for 14 years and in a month. 14 years, not 21 years, as the first Tana said.